Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage everyone to go on the Devil Radio website, download our app, go to the Apple Google stores, download our app, or sit in a chair and go, Alexa, enable Devil Radio. And you go, Alexa, play Devil Radio. While you're at it, click on the link that says Support Devil Radio. We have more than 80 right-wing broadcasts in this state going out every day, questioning our elections, attacking our democracy. Devil Radio and the Shaw, the only clear, strong voices supporting our elections, the integrity of our elections, and our democracy. We're going to line shortly, but I want to talk about one piece of good news. Finally, the Republicans have done something other than attack Biden and injure the United States. Moscow Mitch yesterday said that he praised Biden. He said he's moving in the right direction on the Ukraine-Russia situation. That's very important because, you know, there had been a protocol in politics up until the recent, up until Trump. Actually, up until Obama, because the Republicans attacked Obama, where you are unified on foreign policy. In other words, the senator went overseas, he kept his mouth shut, didn't criticize his country, didn't criticize his president on foreign policy publicly. That changed with Obama, it had racial overtones, and Trump took it to the next level. As a result, the constant attacks on Biden, the constant undermining, lying and attacks on foreign policy have encouraged people, murderers like Putin and Xi. Putin, organized crime, the head of organized crime in Russia, that's their government. Putin, Xi of China, it's a communist country. He's an autocrat and a dictator and a murderer. And they are encouraged by seeing these attacks on Biden. So it is a very good thing that McConnell stood up and said Biden's moving the right direction. Here's a quick update on what's occurred. The U.S. is preparing to direct gas and fuel to Europe if they're cut off by Russia. Russia's threatening that. Russia, in return, has ships slightly off the coast of Ireland, off of Cork, Ireland. Cork is the place where my ancestors came from in the 19th century. It's a great place, great country. Nobody asked the Ruskies to be there. The Irish said, get out of here. Why are they hovering off of Cork, Ireland? It's international waters, but it's the Ireland economic zone. Because that is where the cables come together that connect Europe and North America. And they have cable cutting ships out there just sitting there as a threat. They've already cut cables on devices off the Norwegian coast that were designed to track Russian submarines. Nobody's reporting this. Nobody's saying anything about it. The Irish Fishermen's Association, it's a very, very big industry over there, doesn't like this because it's interfering with the fishing grounds. They're sending 160 fishing boats out right around the Russian ship to fish. And of course, you know, they trawl with nets. If they're submarines, they get tangled in the nets. Russia said that would be a provocative act. Good luck. If Russia attacks Ireland, there are going to be some very angry people in this country, and I'm one of them. Frankly, if Russia attacks anybody, there's some very angry people in this country, and I'm one of them. And what's the dispute here now? You have Fox News, Tucker Carlson, and Jesse Watter saying that we should side with Russia. What the hell? What? Fox News, Tucker Carlson, and Jesse Watter think it's fine if Russia takes over Ukraine, Poland, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, goes back into the Czech Republic, Slovakia, Slovenia, and Hungary. What the heck? They are rating whores. Who knows what they believe? They are simply rating whores. Tucker Carlson and Jesse Watter. The kill shot for Jesse Watter and the kill shot for Tucker Carlson, the kill shot for rating whores is treason. That network is committing treason by saying these things. It'd be as if in 1939 and 40, they said, well, it's okay, whatever Hitler's doing in Eastern Europe, we don't care. If you continue to say that after Pearl Harbor, you'd be in prison. It's premature to put Tucker Carlson and Jesse Watter in prison, although they belong there. But the kill shot is treason. Keep that in mind and let them know that they are committing treason. I personally think that what Russia is doing, they have no intention of doing a massive military invasion right now. They've already invaded twice. They took Crimea. They took Crimea. And then they went into the Donbass region, some Russian-speaking regions in the eastern Ukraine, and they occupy them. And they have these paramilitaries and paramilitary unions who are really Russian troops. They're already in Ukraine. And they're continuing to threaten Europe, trying to divide Germany from the rest of them. Germany is submissive to Russia. The head of the German fleet, Admiral von Clownface, Helmut von Clownface, said that Russia and Putin deserve respect for what they're doing in Ukraine. And of course, they threw him out. But the socialist and green government over there is weak. And this is what's going on. That's why it's very important what Biden's doing. And I personally think that despite all the attacks by the Republicans, what he's doing to stand up to Putin and contain him, this is going to change the dynamic in American politics very quickly. Okay, we're going to the lines. I'll do it in order. We're going to start with Mark from the SAC. What's on your mind today, my friend Mark from the SAC?
Well, as you brought up last week, the Supreme Court of Wisconsin should actually be looking at the state constitution as far as how districts should be set up, you know, that they're supposed to be compact and respect, local political boundaries. But my question is, what are the limits on what we're supposed to be teaching our kids about history in school? And I can't remember. I remember 11th grade where they were teaching, you know, that my instructor there at the time, my teacher there at the time, was a big fan of teaching about the Civil War. You know, I can remember talking passionately about the peach blossoms dropping down upon the troops at Shiloh. But then I just kind of going through, you know, some historical events. And how about Loving versus Virginia? Because it used to be illegal in this country, in a lot of states, particularly in the South, for racial mixed marriages. And the judge in the case that Loving versus Virginia, the people were complaining about was the judges had made this in a ruling: Almighty God created the races white, black, yellow, Malay, and red, and he placed them on separate continents. And but for the interference with his arrangement, there would be no cause for such marriage. The fact that he separated the races shows that he did not intend for the races to mix. And what, you know, should we discuss that in school? I mean,
here's the deal. The fact of the matter is, what you're getting at is what the Republicans are doing on calling everything critical race theory. It has nothing to do with critical race theory. What it has to do with, in Virginia, for instance, Youngkin, anything that is objectionable or makes people uncomfortable. Well, somebody's going to feel uncomfortable at everything. What you want are professional teachers who teach that age-appropriate stuff, and they teach it compassionately and so forth and well, and not get ratted on by parents. You know, you're not going to teach stuff about Loving versus Virginia to kindergartners, or frankly, probably people in grade school. I get it. No, I agree 100%. I don't think a professional teacher would. In high school, later high school, you may start. In college, you do. It has to do with the discretion of the teacher. But to put in a snitch line, a rat line, to have teachers harassed, that's just plain wrong. We're going to the lines again. CJ of Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, CJ?
Good morning, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. I'm calling about the Russian invasion. They've already invaded Ukraine, and again, Biden did nothing. He said it was a minor incursion, and then he has to go out and have his entire staff go out and apologize and restate what he's supposed to have said. This all goes back to President Obama and Vice President Biden. When Russia invaded Crimea, President Obama drew a red line, did nothing. And that's exactly what, after Afghanistan, the way Biden handled that, Putin senses weakness. He sees weakness. He knows Biden's weak. Why they haven't done something with this oil or put in sanctions already. The proof is in the pudding. None of this stuff happened under Trump. Nobody was flying over Taiwan like China has. No one was flying missiles like North Korea is. And this is shameful. This president is weak, and the world knows it, and they see it. And the apology tour has already started with his staff. It's just the facts are the facts, Matt.
Yeah, CJ, let me just jump in if I can. You said a mouthful. Glad, of course, to get your opinion, but you just described Donald Trump, not Joe Biden, okay? Let's look at three different areas. Let's look at Crimea. Donald Trump, when they went into Crimea, and of course they went into Crimea in 2014, and he was not the president at the time, he's on YouTube saying, and he said it again when he was president, I understand that the people of Crimea want the Russians to occupy them. Donald Trump was funded by the Russians. He was a Russian agent. He was being blackmailed by the Steele video. Putin loved Trump. Trump tried to break up NATO and the EU, which was Putin's. He was the tip of the spear of Russian intelligence. Trump was, number one. Number two, you say North Korea didn't launch missiles. Are you kidding me? They launched missiles. And Trump went over there and groveled in front of Kim Jong-un in Hanoi and in Korea. And they kidnapped a guy named Otto Warmbier, University of Virginia student, and tortured him for a year, sent his body back to his parents because Trump had called Kim Jong-un little rocket man. Kim Jong-un is 5'2" and fat. He's very sensitive about his appearance. And so in return, he tortured a University of Virginia student. Trump did nothing. And when he was asked about it, he said he talked to Kim Jong-un, and Kim Jong-un denied that he knew anything about it. When you say a red line, Obama didn't draw a red line in Crimea or in Ukraine. He did in Syria. It was a significant mistake. And as a result, what happened was the Russians started to go in. But remember something. The Turks then asked Trump for permission to genocide the Kurds and for us to get out of Syria. And he said, okay, he was golfing. Okay, that's fine. Whatever Russia does, okay. In Afghanistan, Trump is the one that didn't recognize the Afghan government in Vienna. He put in the Taliban, and he told the Afghan government to release the ISIS fighters from prison. What you described was Donald Trump. Going to a break, the lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.